Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Outside of Work, where we explore who we truly are beyond our job titles. Can I be real with you all for a second? I've been going through it. As much as I hate talking about work, I created a podcast called Outside of Work. This job hunt has been demoralizing, to say the least, you know, ghosting, not hearing back. It's been a whirlwind, to say the least. It's been a tough ride figuring out if the path I've been taking in traditional news is the path I want to continue on. I love telling stories. I love being part of something bigger than myself. But what does that look like going forward? It's a lot to process, and honestly, it feels overwhelming most days. That's why I've been trying to keep it simple. Do 2 or 3 tasks each day. Go for a walk, done. Play outside with Dexter, you got it. Wash the 2 spoons that have been sitting in the sink for the past 3 days. Yeah, I think I could do that. So just small little tasks, especially when it's just not in me that day to do anything. That's what I do. I just want to be real for anyone else who might be going through the same thing. You know, you feel down or you're stuck in your own journey. Just know that you're not alone. The unemployment space is definitely getting more crowded nowadays. There have been recent layoffs at Disney, Paramount, Amazon, letting people go. So there's a lot of people out there who are going to be in our boat trying to figure out what the next steps are. I've been feeling pretty low lately, but I got so excited for this week's guest, my good friend, Justin Crawford. Justin and I met through the IRTS Fellowship Program, the International Radio and Television Society. It's a competitive program for people looking to go into the media world as their career. And I knew from day one of meeting Justin that we'd be good friends for a long time. He has the basics. He's open, he's genuine, he's real, and he's just so optimistic. Listen, if he calls, I pick it up. If I call, he picks it up. Time can pass between us, but when we get together, it's like no time has passed at all. He's helped me in so many ways. One of those being helping me get a big time producer role. This was me making that jump from associate producer to producer, and Justin had my back through and through. At just 28 years old, listen to this, y'all. Justin created his own media agency. He has big name people on there. He has grown multiple podcasts to massive numbers. And he's carving out a space for himself in the entertainment and lifestyle world in his own way, in a very Justin way. And I love it. In fact, he recently launched the Justin Crawford Show. I'll link it in the show notes so you guys can go take a listen. And I know, you're going to be like, Gentrix, you just listed off a whole lot of work accomplishments. It's supposed to be outside of work. I know. But being an entrepreneur, which to me is what Justin is, he created his own media agency and everything, that is valued so much more in my eyes than you know, being employed by someone. And there's nothing wrong with that. Not to say that there's something, you know, wrong with being employed. I'm being employed. We have to get and pay these bills somehow. But no, being an entrepreneur, owning your own entity, being your own boss, you know, you yourself calling the shots. Not everybody can do it, but if you can, I think that is something so valuable to have in this world where a lot of the things we have are not our own. You know, we have to rely on other people. That's something I aim to be. I aim to be my own entrepreneur, and we'll see what that looks like in the coming years. But to me, Justin is more than that. He is my great friend. He's kind, caring, always optimistic, and truly a gem that I'm so lucky to have in my life. In this episode, we talk about how he's finally finding his footing in who he truly is. He's come to terms with who he wants to be. He's made huge life changes, like getting a house for him and his mom. Oh my gosh, what an accomplishment. Also, his mom is another gem. I can see why Justin is so fabulous. And he's setting massive boundaries to achieve that ever-elusive work-life balance. I'm so excited for you guys to hear our conversation. Here's Justin Crawford. Justin, thank you so much for coming on. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for asking me to come on. I adore you. I've been very excited for you since you launched this podcast. And yeah, this is kind of a full circle moment. I've known you for so many years, and yeah, I'm doing really good. This is the peak of my day, the highlight of my day.
You are too sweet. I mean, considering you're moving, I think anything will be the highlight of your day. No, I'm kidding.
I know. I just told Gentrix, I was like, damn, I think I really am about to move across the street today. And I've waited 26 days since I signed that place. I've been stalling. I've just been taking my time.
Is it like your own house? Or is it a condo? Are you renting?
It's
what are
you house. Doing? It's house. I like it.
Justin! You know,
I didn't think I was going to stay in Nashville. So, you know, we've had this conversation. I was a nomad for the past like 3 years and I loved it. And my life has changed. But, you know, mom's moved back from Japan now. I cannot wait to live with my mom
permanently?
Again. That's like permanently.
Oh, she is here. Mama's back.
You know, I mean, she is my everything,
she
but
is.
It's so interesting. Like, I'm literally about to move back in with my mother after 5 years.
I mean, you were living with her when you were in New York for some time too. And I thought that was so beautiful. Mm. Like, if I
That's
could just like, honest, my parents were like, go get your own life. But for you guys, you've been just such like a powerful duo trio. And it's just kind of like, it just makes
to see what
sense. Like, how beautiful is that
so
to
different.
Be able to provide that for her, you know?
It's so different these days. Like, you know, depending on your relationship with your parents, like everybody has a different home situation.
Yeah.
And her and I chose this and I'm so excited. So I'll definitely let you know what happens. But I want to do like some type of, I don't know. I want to see her on my Instagram at least.
Yeah, so. I love seeing her. She's just like, I love seeing your mom. She's just like a breath of fresh air and joy and sunshine.
You're so sweet. You're
I
so
love
sweet.
That.
But I have enjoyed your podcast. I'm very proud of you. These things are not hard. Sorry, they're not easy to get off the ground and to consistently do. And so when I saw your shiny face with your amazing camera quality, I was like, oh gosh, here we go. She's
not
so
my
professional.
Shiny face. I appreciate
you know.
It. but no, thank you. I mean, seeing people like you do their own podcast, because you had the Men of the Hour podcast for a while and you grew that up like very, very well. Just seeing people being able to speak their voices, have conversations that we're probably all thinking. I was like, yeah, I'm definitely in a moment right now where there are conversations that need to be had, and hopefully I can have them with, you know, with people. But yeah, so I wanted to bring you on because you, for me, have been going through so many life changes, especially when it comes to your career, your path, maybe some ventures that you're doing, but you've started to incorporate how does this fit into my life holistically? You've been trying to, yeah, exactly. So like, for example, we were supposed to, shoot this maybe, we're supposed to shoot this yesterday, but then you're like, you know what? My heart really isn't into it. I want to give you my all. Do you mind if we change it? And I was like, oh my God, I love this. Yes, take your time. You want to be able to have your all. Whereas in the old Justin, I know would have been like, yeah, I'm just going to push right through it. So like, you know what I mean? It's like, How did you come to this place right now where you are, Justin?
I mean, lots of trauma and panic attacks. Let's start there. You know, I remember when we first met,
Yeah. It
was New York City living and everything was a thing and you never wanted to stop working and you had 9 side hustles on top of this job at NBC. It's like, I don't know how I did it. You know, I'm 28 years old. I tell people, like, I don't care if I feel like an old soul, I just feel old. Yeah. And so if I could walk you and the listeners back a bit, I mean, I lived in New York City and then I went to LA when I got burned out. And I was like, I didn't understand what burnout was.
Yeah.
You know, at the time I was like, well, I'm just living my life. And I was almost like a little bit of like a delusional optimist, as anybody would be in their beginning of their career. Like, we work in the sexiest business.
That's a great, you know, like, way media, to put that, delusional optimism. You're like, I'll do everything and I will have 2 hours of sleep a day.
I mean, really. And people are like, Justin, how the hell did you do it? And I was like, I still slept. But if you caught me on a city bike after going to a happy hour when I was already on my way to a red carpet event with my suit and da-da-da-da, it was like,
Yeah. Holy
moly. And yeah. I look back and I'm like, I've actually made a lot of phone calls in the past couple of years to people that have, like, watched me throughout the career stuff and just in my personal life, because I'm a socialite, I'm an extrovert, I'm naturally that person. Yeah. You know that. I'm always like, hey, everybody, let's all do this together. And
Exactly. You
want to make new friends? I want to introduce you to my new friends. And
exactly.
I remember these moments of like peak clarity in Los Angeles where, like, I just would sit at the beach and stare at myself and be like, what are you doing, kid? Mm-hmm. And so I spent 2 years in LA just focusing on, like, my solidarity, my spirituality, my sexuality, just like who am I. And it's a journey, right? All of us know that, like, going through life is a journey. But I needed some time to just sit with myself. Mm-hmm. I was still podcasting, I was still busting my ass in work, I was doing all different types of jobs though, right? So I went from, like, let's work for the network to let's do these podcasts, to do the podcast and become a publicist and talent manager. And, like, who does that? I don't know how and why or, like, whatever. I mean, it worked out and I still love everything I've experienced. But I guess the short of the long story is that, like, I just vividly remember having a lot of anxiety. And, you know, I've had like one or two, well, maybe it's two panic attacks in the past couple years.
Wow.
And then I just started tapping into, like, my soul, and, like, who I am as a spirit is the same person that I am in business now. And that took a lot of work. I mean, we're talking therapy, energy work, phone calls with people that just are aligned with my, you know, soul, it seems. And it's weird because once you've kind of found that moment, right, where, like, you know deep down who you're meant to be and how you want to share that with the world and how you want to show up for yourself every day and then show up for the people around you every day, then I just started finding a business model that made sense for that. So now the work really, it feels aligned.
It comes across as aligned too, for sure. Was there a moment, I know you said you were on the beach in LA kind of like looking at yourself like, what am I doing? What was that the moment where you're like, things need to change? Or was there a moment, you know, an ultimate moment where you're like, yeah, I can't continue, you know, taking on so much and being everything for everybody?
Ooh, I think the moment was actually recently. So
really?
The work I did in LA was more just like practice. I feel like I was getting practice rounds of what it was like to go inside your soul, right? What it was like to be honest with yourself, what it was like to clean up your mess, right? There's so much mess that I had made just from business life and friendships. And, you know, I was just like cleaning things up, it felt. The moment was actually here in Nashville. During Mercury's retrograde and people say Saturn return and, you know how that whole shit goes.
Yeah, all that stuff. The stars aligning to show you your
ways.
Let's
say it was in the last month that I've been like very controlled in who I'm trying to become. And I can't wait to watch that journey unfold because right now everything just feels like it's happening, you know? And I'm not one of those cliche people and probably not you either. It's like, I don't just think everything's going to work out. I think you have to work really hard and smart and fast. But in life, I'm starting to see that like things are just like showing up. Or the way that I want to be seen and heard and understood, to take Oprah's words. Like, I think that it's working, and I don't apologize anymore. I don't overthink anymore. I just kind of like exist. And thank God, because, you know, I think it's been the past month that I've been able to be like this. Because for so long, again, we work in an industry where like you naturally just put on layers and masks and, you know, a facade if you have to, or an extra job title if you need it. And it's, you know, it gets a little all over the place and, you know, kind of it gets exhausting.
For sure. So who would you say Justin is now?
Justin is a cool, calm, collected energizer bunny that loves people.
Yeah.
And enjoys like little things in life. And is someone who, you know, wants to continue authentically connecting with people and like connecting people. So there's two ways to look at it, but I love the human connection. It's like, I love the one-on-one relationship you and I have, but I also loved connecting you to that job at the Today Show. So it's like, that's who I am. I always say like, I'm just an empathetic connector and I love people and I can't go a day without, you know, living in that truth.
I mean, one, you always have a motivational quote, you know, to go along and help people along. But yeah, that's like the perfect definition. Energizer bunny who also likes to help people and to be with people. Have you always been like that? Because I know, I mean, growing up, you were a cheerleader. I mean, what other kind of people person can there be? You know, you're just like very outgoing, as you say. Have you always been like that?
Since the day I can remember, yes. I've always been outgoing. I've always made sure that people knew that. And it's only until recently that I've gained enough trust in myself, right, and confidence to make sure people know that. And it's been reciprocated perfectly. You know, you'll run into assholes every day, though, right? But, like, we avoid them at all costs, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But more often than not, I'm just like, who I've dreamed to become was always going to be this, like, you're right, like a cheerleader and someone that looks people in the face for who they are. You know, I've had clients that have been criminalized, right? But like somehow we ended up on the other side. Or I've had friends who are just like, you know, bartenders hanging out in town, and they don't have to be this like elite producer at whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that that's been the best part of living right now, is that any and everyone in my life that I've essentially brought in, right? Yeah. And I used to joke about this, but I really mean it. It's like, it's my life and you're living in it. And if all of us played that game the way that I do, I think that we would be happier and more fulfilled. Because I think we're all, like, I'm always sometimes getting in my head for other people that are living for other people. And it's such a toxic place to live. I think you have to live for you, and you invite other people into your world. You don't have to. Like, you don't even have to say hello to someone if you don't feel like it. You know what I mean? So I always live in that lately, and I think it's been so, I don't know, it's satisfying. And I just want other people to, like, give themselves permission to, like, live for you first.
Yeah.
And, like, you create this life in this world around you, aka the ones that you're dating and the ones that you're friends with and the people you invite on your podcast. Like, that's the point. You are running your life, you know, what you pay for, where, how often you go out, how often you travel, what job you take, like your life, you know what I'm saying? And I've hear it time and time again. It's like, I remember feeling victim to like my own decisions. And I think that was a big clarity moment for me in the past couple months. I was like, oh, what? Justin gets to decide? Yeah. Got it. I'm in charge, motherfuckers. Like, it's just like when you change your perspective and you have a clear direction of like, the kinds of friends you want, the kind of people you want around you, the kind of men you want to date or women you want to date, and like the kind of job that you want to hold, the kind of money you want to make. Like, as you just get clear on that, then like that's how you set up the rest of it.
That's such a good point. We have more ownership of our lives than we think. And I think that needs to be said more now than ever, because I literally found myself today, you know, texting my friend and being like, I can only be on Instagram for like 5 minutes, because then I start getting all this like, to be honest, like, you know, jealousy and stuff. But we have to remember that Instagram are highlight reels of people's lives.
It's always
and stuff
been
like
that way.
It's always been that way. Social media is that way. And I think when you say you know, inviting certain people into your lives and curating your lives, that also includes the things that you ingest and the way that you think about yourself. I'm such a big victim of, like,
it's
literally
so
nowadays
true.
I can only look at Instagram for two. I'm like, I'm done now. I'm done now because I'm going to start going into this rabbit hole and it's not going to be good. And so, yeah, I can imagine that that's so liberating. I hear that more often for people who are, like, older. Like people who are like retirement age or whatever, they're like, yeah, now I don't give a fuck. I just tell people, you know, I tell people what I think. I do what I want, but it seems like you have found it at 28.
I hope all of us can live like that.
Yeah.
And thanks for saying that. But I've looked up to people like Oprah because of what she says and what she does. You know, she's always said that she does whatever she wants. Mm. And I was like, wait, me too.
Yeah, I could do whatever I want.
You know what I
mean?
Too. Like, I'm like, let me podcast. But also that's different because depending on where your life is, I think dictates the level of ownership you can take at what point. Mm. So what I mean by that is, like, some folks have children and you can't just be like, hey, I'm going to do whatever I want, right? Depending on the level of responsibility you have with whatever it might be, whether it's a job, kids, mother, caregiving, I don't know, like whatever. It's like, that's different. So I always encourage myself and other people, like, start with where you're at. Like, you're where you're at for a reason. Start there. Like, if you need to, like, take more time to figure out who this, like, individual person is, like, your free individual self, like, where does that come from? Then, like, you know, start with where you're at. And then I think you start, I mean, it takes a lot of work. You know, work these days isn't just, like, on a computer getting a paycheck every other Friday. It's, like, going inward and looking at your demons or, you know, calling a friend that you might had a tiff with, but, like, you want to apologize. You know, or talking to your freaking family about an issue that you have to solve or else things are going to go completely backwards, upside down, you know? So work is work is work. But I think to what we said earlier, like once you can find like a clear path of who you want to be, what you want to do, what kind of money you want to make, all these things, right? Then you could figure out who you need and what you need around you to make sense of that. Because your intuition's everything, right? We talk about it all the time. Your gut and your intuition are not lying to you. And like when you have these feelings and these moments of clarity, it's for a reason. We're like souls more than we are humans. Like we're just, what are we, like bunny rabbits and monkeys running around the planet? Yeah, of course, right? Like we're just intelligent monkeys, right? I think. Yeah. So when we have that, it's like, okay, well, what if I'm a spirit or a soul? Like I need to follow that. And the universe gives you everything. I can go down a whole rabbit hole speaking of rabbits, like, and I won't, but like, I just believe in the power of your intuition so strongly these days that most of us are running from it, challenging it, lying to ourselves, and covering it up. For what? For no reason. Other than denial or guilt or shame or these negative things that we have subconsciously started putting into our brains that like we're not good enough or, oh, I'm not going to buy that guy a drink at the bar because I don't really do that. I'm not going to challenge myself today, but your intuition said to do it.
He might reject me.
Something, you know, and there's all this doubt, guilt, and shame. And it's like when you can work through that and empower yourself to think on the other side of the spectrum, which is love, positivity, and fearlessness and ambition. Like there's a lot of good qualities humans have, right? But then for some stupid reason, maybe the conditioning of social media, conditioning of our parents, whatever
society,
it might be, again,
all these expectations,
all this.
That we've been like
generational trauma, anything.
Exactly.
It's like, that is what you have to look at in the face and go, got it. Let me work through that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not going to work for me anymore, but that will. So let me stop talking to that person. I'm gonna go that way instead. And like you start playing like a puzzle game with yourself and I've been doing it and I love it. It's kind of a fun game.
It's the real work you're talking about. This is literally the real work after the 9-to-5 when you have to look inwards and be like, yeah, who am I? Literally, who am I?
But you have to make it fun. You have to make it like, and honestly, like I was crying, what, last Saturday? For a business reason, but like, I was like, oh my God, I could either look at myself and be disappointed or I can look at myself and be so proud.
Mm.
So I was crying and I was like, I'm crying because I'm so proud that like, I don't know another entrepreneur like Justin. You know what I mean? And like, I need to be proud of that. But I never was doing that for so long. I was like finding pride elsewhere and it never filled my cup. So Saturday I filled my cup in this office by myself and I wrote down a list of all the things I'm proud of things that I want to do more of, things I want to do less of, and then texted like the top 10 people that came to mind that knew me as a professional and as a person. And I said, what do you love most about Justin Crawford? Sounds crazy. And I just asked him. And the voice notes and texts I got, right, some of which were clients, I mean, it made the most sense why I needed to reach out. My intuition was like, go ask the people that love you what they love about you.
Wow.
You know, and that alone was 5 hours on a Saturday.
That is an amazing exercise. I love that. You know? Do you always do that? Or is that just like a once in a blue moon when you're feeling down?
Yeah, when I was feeling down, I was like crying a little bit. And I was like, well, you know, I didn't need the pick-me-up more than I needed the clarity of why I exist.
Yeah.
You know, and I wasn't thinking like negative thoughts as far as like, why am I here? Mm-hmm. I know that I'm more than blessed to be alive and well and healthy. But I was just like, from a business standpoint, crumbling a little bit because, you know, as someone who has mad ADHD and very hyper personality, like you get lost in your own sauce that you're making.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That is such a great point. My friend Brianna and I talk about this all the time, about creating and discovering with curiosity and like being so kind to yourself as you're doing it. Like, right? Like, why not make it fun? Why not make it a game? Like, because I'm always calling and texting her ever since, like, you know, I got laid off. It's been an emotional roller coaster about trying to figure out, like, you know, like, is this my purpose? Like, what am I even doing? Just basically feeling lost. And so this is a moment of like, this is a foundational moment, right? When things are all awry, and I'm looking at it as the, you know, I don't think I'm type A, but I like to plan my life out. You know what I mean? And so
that's when the producer in you.
And so when things get off track, I'm like, this is the first time I've literally had to sit down and figure out, wait, who literally are you? What is your plan? You know, things can happen all the time that knock you off. Because I've got to say, I've been very lucky, you know, being in the industry so far and where I've been able to come because of people like you who I've had, you know, having my back the entire time. It's all a who you know thing in this industry. And so now to be diverted off that path, it's like, oh God, I feel so lost. I've been so mean to myself. I'm, you know what I mean? Feeling like a failure, stuff like that. But then, you know, my friend is like, why don't you flip that around on its head? Why don't you look at it as an opportunity to, you know, finally be able to discover something new, discover a different path. Like, where do you, now that you have the space, where do you want to see yourself? You know what I mean? Have fun with it. Now you get to do all these things. Whereas, and I was looking at it more in a negative sense. So I love that you said that. Create with curiosity.
Because negative. And, yes. Like, curiosity is everything. Creativity is everything. But those two things put together in our business is a superpower. Right? So when you're able, I think, to delete the noise is something I do every day. Like, I'm sitting in a quiet office because there's a lot of people outside. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I can't be myself around other people because I collect energy. Mm-hmm. So I also like, what? I have a sticky note and a Sharpie every day. And it's the only thing I do when I'm like calls, and I make a list of calls, and then work, list of work stuff. Like, keeping it super simple is like, well, I guess like keeping it simple and deleting the noise are the first two things, I think, in self-discovery. And then there's this extra like talking to yourself type thing where I find it helpful, and maybe you will too. I think it's important to really be like your own champion and cheerleader every day.
That's hard though. That's hard when like you're fighting yourself in a way. You know what I mean?
I think through repetition, it gets easier. Okay. So like, in the mornings, you know, sometimes I wake hungover. I was hungover yesterday when I woke up, and I was not feeling that great. And I was like, ooh, Justin, but you had a great day yesterday. Mm. So today, take it a little easy, girl. Like, you're good. Just get back up and, you know, take a nap, or I don't know, drink your electrolytes or something. Like, I was easy on myself, but that was me loving myself, right? And I've been practicing this at least for the past 2 months, so I can say it with confidence.
Yeah.
Like, you are living in this world with everyone else, but like, you're really living it alone. So I don't want to say that to scare people, but like, you enter this world alone, right? You're going to leave it alone. Mm. So like, you're all you've got. Everyone else has something else going on in their life. You know, I know that, like, say, for instance, you take our friendship. You call me, I'm going to answer.
Yeah,
right?
Same, vice versa.
And, right, so there's, like, things that friends and family and loved ones and boyfriends and girlfriends and husbands and whatever, even dogs, like, there's things that they can provide for you, you know, in terms of love and connection. But, like, if you can, like, 10x that for yourself, you know, I think it just gets easier. And a lot of that is going to be that positive self-talk.
Yeah.
And so if you're repeating the practices of being kind to yourself, and I call it again, like, positive self-talk, like, look at yourself in the mirror and be like, damn, a lot's uncertain right now in my life. And I was laid off and I'm excited about the next thing, but I'm a little nervous, but how do I deal with both? And you know what? Fuck it. I'm still proud of myself for getting through all of it, you know, and it's not over. Like,
no,
I feel like everybody right now, we have to get better at taking our time. People are rushing. People make decisions way too quickly. And at least with my clients,
maybe is it like that instant gratification? You know what I mean?
Well,
that
isn't
like, this is my goal
hits.
And now I'm going to get it. I think I heard someone on some podcast say, like, everybody thinks that unless you achieve your goals when you're young, then, like, it's basically a failure. Like, it doesn't even matter. Like, you don't have the rest of your life.
But look
to do
at
it.
How much you've achieved in the past 2-3 decades, whoever's listening, like, you have to look back and say, like, okay, well, I'm proud as hell of the Justin that's been, you know, growing. So then I'm going to give myself more time, because when I burned out after running for so long and so fast, it's like, I don't want to go back to that feeling of chasing or forcing things. And that's pretty much the world we live in right now.
Yeah.
Is that there's a lot of chasing and running and forcing, and that's not healthy for anybody. So, you know, I'd imagine anybody listening right now, like, you've accomplished a lot. Doesn't matter what it was. Class president, prom king or queen,
graduating
first
college,
job at a big company, you know? Graduating college, going back to college, not finishing and getting a real job. Like, there's a lot of things out there that I feel like we as humans are capable of accomplishing, but then there's an addictive behavior to that. And we have to be mindful.
Yeah.
You know, like, if I wanted to start any new show, I could do it. You know, if I wanted to go book any celebrity, I could do it. If I want to do PR for anybody, I would do it. Like, I know. But that's why I'm giving myself this extra time and permission to just exist and be myself, right? And connect with people IRL. And that's my, like, the season right now, right? Like, I'm expressing this because my season for so long was, like, industry, Justin the brand, and, you know, Mr. Goodlight on social media, whatever. Like, I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. That's not who I am. Right now my season is to, like, go to a bar by myself, connect with the bartender and the ladies and gentlemen to my left and right that are strangers, and just have a chit chat as if we're in the 1950s. So I feel like, because it allows me to, it just, like, I'm getting joy from that. You know what I mean? Or even the 90s. Yeah. Like, when the phones weren't around and basically, when people weren't so anxious, I'm practicing this IRL thing where, like, I enjoy that. And I just, like, want to always live in that, but it definitely pulls me away from the things I could be accomplishing in this business for now.
No, I think that's the time you need. You know what I mean? It can't always be, like you said, it can't always be go, 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 go. It's like, you know what? Girl's going to go down to the bar and get and just chill for a second. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that is part of your, I think that's going to make your business better.
It has.
To, yeah.
Oh, yes. I've actually picked up people at the bar in terms of clients.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I thought you were talking about romantically. Like,
oh, romantically too. You know? It's kind of fun, but, like, I get joy from that. I don't know. I think that that's a big piece of my brand going forward, I think, as a person and as a personality, if I continue in the media business. Like, joy. Joy is such a powerful word and feeling, and it's so true to who anybody is. And it starts, like, from the inside, right? And so I'm excited to see what that looks like down the line.
I love that. I like that you're taking this time and this space to figure out who you are and really being gentle with yourself, Justin. I like, love that. And that, but also you're, like, growing your business, which for me, I think it's humongous. My mom always said that, like, you know, one of the ways to get ahead in this country is to have your own business, own your own thing. And that's what you've been doing. You've been betting on yourself. What does it take to bet on yourself? Like, that is gutsy.
That's such a hard question. Because just like you, I almost felt like an immigrant for a long time, right? From your, I know our both of our families are like my Japanese family's definitely still not in America, right? So
None of my immediate family is here either. It's just, none of my extended family's here. It's just my immediate. So it's tough.
Starting your own business can look however it needs to look for you, right? Some people take the practical, simple, traditional route of building a product or building a firm or an agency model. And, you know, those things work. By no means am I simple, traditional, or easy to get away with in business. So, and I'm the most untraditional person you'll ever meet that I think, because it's what works. And I actually had a psychic medium tell me this the other day, like, how you will win in your own business relies heavily on who you are. And I'm naturally a connector, right? And a joyful person and an empath and an intuitive being. So if those are not part of my, like, literally, if those are not part of who I am in business as an agent, as a publicist, as a media talent, as a producer, then it's not going to work because I don't fake it. So I think my biggest piece of advice is, you can see I'm getting already very passionate about saying things like this because you can't fake it. I've been there. We've all done that. Like, I was in a corporate job and, oh, honey, when I tell you, I pushed the needle as far as I could before popping the balloon.
I loved it.
Every time. And I don't know what I was doing. I don't know why I was doing it. But looking back, it worked. Every person I've ever worked with in this business would answer the phone if I called them right now. It's because I stayed true to who I was and I genuinely connected with them.
Yeah.
And they're all helping me build my business as we speak.
Wow.
Whether or not I'm closing deals for clients with brands, getting on the road to film. I actually have to film with, you know, some people in 2 weeks. I'm like, I want to tell you more, but, you know, it's a whole thing, right? Because this business is like all over the place.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me go, like, let me chase that. Or if I'm like sitting here crafting a business plan for clients. And it all stems from what I feel is true to me as a person. Because the business is easy.
Yeah.
What do you need? An LLC, QuickBooks account.
I love that that's easy for you. For some people, that's the hard part, because we don't learn about how to start your own business, how to be an entrepreneur. That's the foreign part. That's so funny that for you.
Well, I'd say it's gotten easier. It was intimidating, and it's always going to be intimidating at first, right? And I think all of us know that. But diving head first and being a little bit, you have to have grit, tenacity, passion, excitement. You know, but to your point earlier, you have to definitely give yourself some love, some tender love that says, like, damn, you're starting your own business. Good for you. Let's do it. You know, and then you get smarter as you go. Who do you hire? I'm a solo business owner and I keep it that way because I've tried the team thing. Don't do well with them. I don't. I'm too all over the place and I run my thing how I need to run my thing. My clients are very specific to my personality. Because I can't, you know, someone that's super type A or very needy or just not fun.
It's going to clash.
You're not a client. Yeah, can't do it. So I've had to learn these things as I went. And it's exciting to talk about because this is like, I feel like I'm living in my world of who I am and building a business around that. Easier said than done, but you know, figure out what you want to do to make some money. And that's changed. It actually changes every week for me. I'm like, yeah, that's boring. I don't want to do that anymore. That's not aligned with my values. I'm going to drop them, you know, or because there's importance in longevity, but I know my goals are not to be stuck anywhere.
So you're not afraid of failure.
Love failure. I love it. Like love I'm actually, maybe that's the second point I bring up. I love falling face first.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I do jump rope in the gym for a reason.
I'm jumping rope. Yeah, you gotta get that physical. Yeah, get the
reps
in.
Really, in my head, I'm trying to pretend to like replace Corbin Blue on jumping on Disney Channel with Keke Palmer. But like, I have gotten so good at jump rope. And I remember the first days I was doing it, it was frustrating. Something as simple as jump rope or starting your own business, it's like,
it's actually hard. Jumping rope, even for a minute, it's like, oh, okay, I'm gassed, you know, trying to like keep it going for so long. It's actually harder than people think.
You know, and same with business, right? Like, business can be challenging and you're going to figure it out is what happens. You just have to do it. Can't be a side hustle either. People are like, oh, I'm like building a brand and da 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 da. But if it's your side hustle, be very careful with your time spent because you're just going to get burned out. You know, I know a lot of 9-to-5ers that have these pipe dreams on the side. And I was that. Mm-hmm. But commit. If you're going to be an entrepreneur, commit. Do it. Fucking do it. Like, who cares? Again, you just need an LLC and a QuickBooks account. I'm like, kidding. There's a lot more to it, right? You want a business plan. You want a strategy. You want all that stuff.
Just do it. Yeah. You got to get started somewhere, right?
You got to get
figure it out along the way.
And call your friends. People love you more than you think. And people want to help you.
How do you?
You know, people are always like, Justin Crawford is never afraid to ask for something. Why do you think I'm a good publicist and agent? Because what do? I be asking people for favors and everything. But that's the same I am in business too. I was like, hey, you know, I've called business coaches that I had to barter with. I'm not paying someone $10,000 a month to be my business coach.
That's crazy.
I was like, hey, can I barter with you? Let me do these things with you because I know you need them and you can give me free coaching.
That's actually really smart. Like,
smart. Like, yeah, thank you. You have to be savvy as a solo business owner. Have to, because you can't do it all by yourself and you can't burn your cash that you're making.
Yeah.
You want to come out on top with profit, right? So the smart way to do it is to be savvy every time. No matter what the work item is, like, I figured I can, you know, I'd rather make 15 phone calls in 2 hours than to send a bunch of emails and wait for you to respond next Monday because you don't work on the weekend. If you don't answer my phone call, you're not ready for me. Means no, does that make sense? Like,
yeah. You're not going to be just following up. No.
No, I'm going to ring your cell phone. It's in your signature for a reason. If you don't pick up, then we can't do it together. How do you think I've closed that many deals? Or got my clients across the entire country in television. Yeah, I think it's like the old school way of doing business is actually appreciated.
Yeah, I think it's more human. It's more genuine. It's like, I'm actually talking to you and you're not going to, you know, just.
And everybody goes
back and forth.
Thanks for picking up the phone. I was like, you're welcome. This is taking us 30 seconds to figure out. You know, and we all talk about it, especially in corporate America. Mm-hmm. That could have been a phone call. We'll make it a fucking phone call.
Exactly. Make it a phone call.
And that goes in friendship too. Don't just text and be like, sorry, I didn't see your text. Pick up the phone. You'll call me when you can. I've had people 2 weeks later say, they'll call. Hey, meant to call you. And I was like, damn, I feel like we're back in the early 2000s. I love it.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to feel urgent.
Yeah.
Nothing is done well with urgency. That's how people get panic attacks. I don't want that. Neither do you.
No, exactly.
But in life and business, it's kind of like just, I don't know, like maintaining like your passionate Zen self as you embark on whatever it is. That's so important. Staying calm, cool, collected, but like running with ambition and passion and tenacity and just like doing it.
I love that. That's really awesome. You mentioned that. Okay. I feel like you're someone who has a whole lot of friends, or at least you're able to make connections pretty easily and bring people into your circle. How do you make meaningful and lasting friendships?
Oh, wow. I've never been asked this. Let me think.
In all your podcasting times?
Finding genuine connection. You know, like, what does that look like to you? Is it an energy thing?
What does that look like?
I start with energy. So I'm like, if our energies are meant to be matched, then we start understanding how we can get along and find commonalities with each other. And I'm a lover, so I don't care who you are. I will find ways to love you. And the reason I think I've kept so many connections with people, or I just can walk into a room and you know, walk out with friends or whatever. I follow up, you know, and I give a fuck.
I think that's a big key.
I'm not lazy with that stuff. People are they default. They're like, well, I have my dog and my wife, my kids, my job, my five friends. The smaller circle is a better circle. Mm-hmm. Not always. I've enjoyed having 5,000 people in my life every day.
Really?
For what it's worth. Because it's not every day with the same people. You know? Like, and so for me, yeah, it's probably a little bit easier said than done because I'm so outgoing.
Very much so. But someone, you know, is a little bit more closed off than I am, who's a bit more nitpicky about who I let in. Maybe that would look a bit different. But I think the follow-up...
I think it's energy.
Mm-hmm.
Having an open, honest energy, not feeling any sense of anxiety with another human is a great starting point. And what that looks like is just a sense of like you feel them. You feel them in the room, and for some reason you knew you were meant to connect, and then you can go into the conversation.
Yeah.
And then the follow-up and the follow-through, you know? Like, that's important. And people always... This is actually very cliche but true, and I haven't heard it in a long time. People will always... They'll never remember what you did right or accomplished or what you said. They're always going to remember how you made them feel. Leave that. Even if it's a first impression... Make them laugh. Make them feel loved. Mm-hmm. Make them feel good. Like, give them good energy. Mm. If it's the last time you see them, then there's nothing you can do about that. But if you know there's more to be had, one of two people, if not both, need to make that step forward and create the connection or the friendship or the relationship.
There have been so many friendships that I've just like... There's a friend I haven't talked to in like 3 years, which is so bad, but is literally the follow-up. It's as simple as being like, let's hop on a phone call, let's meet up here and do this. You know what I mean? Like, when I look at it, it's like not even that much heavy lifting you have to do, but for some reason we just like push that stuff off. And like,
it could be a simple thing,
like a simple love thing, exactly. And I honestly believe we would not be friends unless you followed up, because I am the worst friend ever, Justin. Like,
I don't think you're the worst. Give yourself more credit. Your brain doesn't operate the same way. You know, you still love me and you're still my friend and you're there for me. Your communication style it's just not the same. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, there is something wrong if you want to change that and you're not changing it.
Yeah.
You know, that's different. But if you're comfortable with the life you have, beautiful. Live in that. And like, then there's no mistakes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I think I could do better. I think some people maybe who are listening too could be like, I could be a bit better about reaching out to people and, you know, checking up on people, because time goes by and life goes by and you realize, oh my gosh, you're having a baby now. And I'm just now finding out about it. Or, your parent died. I'm so sorry. I didn't even realize. Like, just life stuff that you miss out on because you're too busy, you know, with your own life. But I love that. That's beautiful. You know, there's, I can't remember what it was. It might have been the University of Tennessee 30 under 30 or something.
The 40 under 40. I forgot about that.
I love that you say that, because do you remember when, I forget when we met up, you're like, you know, I don't think I'm going to be able to make this 40 under 40 list. And you don't remember this, Justin? And I literally looked at you. I was like, would you feel like a failure if you didn't make that list? Would everything that you have done amount to nothing if you end up not winning this accolade that you think is like so important? Right. And it really got you thinking. And so now I kind of want to get your point of view on you know, the Justin today. Like, what do you think of that?
Oh, what a young kid. What a young little ambitious kid.
So ambitious.
I mean, I remember putting a lot of weight and emphasis on titles. So that probably had a lot to do with it. And I remember seeking validation through lists and awards, accolades, and I've carried all of them everywhere I went, right? Like Mr. Volunteer High School, Prom King, President of the Class or whatever, the IRTS thing that we both did was the biggest thing I accomplished in college. Anyway, whatever, right? Executive producer of my own talk show. Like, and I'm like, well, it's less about the titles, but I think going back into spirituality really helped me with that. It's like, you can always do things like that. You can always, always go get on the Forbes 30 Under 30 or get a prestigious award. But my first boss in this business was the reason for that. Anne Shiner, you know, she got so many awards all the time and she never treated it like anything because the work is the work and she is who she is.
Okay.
And then I kept going to galas with you and award shows with my clients and red carpet events with all these awards. And I remember there's people who live for that and I get it and I used to. But then there's a shift that happens in your career and in your life and your brain where you care less about those things and more about connecting with the real human, taking care of your mother and having her move into your home with you, calling your best friend because you know they're having a tough day. Like, those things matter to me more nowadays. But it was definitely because you have to go through that for sure. But looking back, I mean, I was just young and I still love that part of me and that part of my life. And thank you back then for, you know, I give you all the gratitude in the world for being who you were in that moment too.
It was just so interesting because you'd accomplished so much and I'm hearing you just talk about like, well, I haven't done this. I'm like, this dude is crazy. Like, does he not see how amazing he is? And maybe it is just having those people around you who can remind you that, you know, maybe the accolades aren't everything. It's what you put out into the world and your real intention. But, you know, but then also a part of me, which is a question I've been kind of asking myself, is that if we do leave this industry without any of those awards or recognitions, what, you know, do we feel any type of way?
I think I don't know. I mean, I think that the most successful people in the world don't need the awards. They don't need the recognition. They don't need a million followers. Yeah. You know, I think influence, power, and money have really dictated a lot in this country right now. In terms of people making key decisions or what have you, but I think there's superheroes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the person that I saw someone earlier moving boxes into someone's apartment. I was like, well, that's a superhero to me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that. I don't want to like put boxes together and dismantle furniture. I can't do that. You know, that's just a funny one. But like in general, I think everybody's special and they all have something to bring to the table.
Yeah.
Some of us just happen to go into the spotlight a little more. And I think that is all dependent on your reason and your why and maybe who's in your corner putting you. Like I would be put on lists, right? By people that I've connected with that see me and like, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's some folks that chase the lists. I've met half of them, you know what I mean? And they like will make sure that they get seen and all that. And that's not a negative thing. It's just what they need. It's what they need right now in their life for whatever reason, probably having to deal with childhood.
Yeah.
But I definitely know there's a wave that you get on and then you see the other side of it and you stop caring about so much of the what people think about you. You just have to live in your truth and your joy. That's been very important right now, especially in our careers.
Especially in our careers. Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad. Because I just remember that conversation. It just feels like you're in a much better headspace now, which I love that. I love that.
Yeah. It's taking time. Beach walks. Therapy.
Apparently as a psychic. Yeah, all that.
And them people ain't cheap.
Exactly. I want to learn about how do you juggle all this and then a potential love life?
I've dated. I keep my romantic life very private, specifically because there's a lot that can happen for a man in 2024 looking for love at 28. I have a matchmaker as a client, so that's been really fun to entertain. My friends are matchmaking me, and I'll go on dates.
Yeah.
I'll know when I find him because what happens is like there is a level of freedom with the person that you're meant to meet, you know, doesn't mean you're going to be with them forever. I don't believe that. I never believed that because my parents are divorced. I've lived through it. Right. But I love love and I actually love thinking that like my partner is actually already in my life or he's just not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's to me the excitement of it. And I'll leave it to the universe. And I know to trust my intuition, my gut when I have that connection. You know?
Is there anything that you look for in a partner, or are you more of like a vibes kind of person, like energy kind of person?
Vibes and energy first, and then I get to the short list of, you know, there's some things that I would definitely enjoy more, but partnership is partnership. I will say this, though, I'm not in that mode right now. Definitely not in the seeking mode or any of that. But I believe that the universe brings me people that are then introducing me to folks, because I don't do the apps and stuff.
No.
You know, don't do the apps. Or like I like to meet people in real life. Yeah. So when I have friends that are like, you should meet so-and-so, absolutely, I'll take it. Friend of a friend is the best way to date right now.
You know, I feel as if the apps are kind of dying. I'm not kidding.
Everybody's tired of them. I knew that would be the case. You have to have real connection with someone, and that happens in person. You don't show up after seeing them on an app.
Yeah. So. That's so interesting. I love that. And I love that your friends are like, Justin, I think I found someone that, you know, would jive with you and connecting you that way. Oh, that's beautiful. What's your advice to someone who wants to take that leap and, you know, start something for their own, maybe step into a new kind of lifestyle that they've been thinking about? What's your advice to someone, you know, searching for something of their own?
To call as many people in your professional circle first. There's people that you've worked with, worked for, or even like had work for you that know a lot and can provide a lot of insight. Then you just have to really think about what you want for yourself. Are you a personal brand? Do you want to build a business? Do you want to start a restaurant, coffee shop, whatever it might be? It's not going to be easy. None of it's easy. I actually think when you're a personal brand, it's harder. But yeah, I think there's a couple steps there, right? You want to make sure that you're tapping into your network and just making sure you're getting as much perspective from everyone else as possible. You'll learn a lot. Second, take it really slow, you know, financially prepare yourself for that. Have a savings or whatever it takes, and make sure that you have 3 to 6 months worth of living before you go dive into something that's brand new territory. And then third, just keep doing it, you know, just keep reinventing the wheel as many times as you need to. I reinvent my wheel every day. No one believes me. I do every day.
Don't be afraid of failure. In fact, accept it head on. I'm working on that.
Get excited.
Yeah.
Get excited to fall on your face.
Absolutely. Oh, Justin, thank you so much. You've been nothing but a well of wisdom. And I just love to see this new space that you're in, truly coming into your own at a very young age. I got to say, there are some people who are, you know, much older, still trying to figure this all out. So this is beautiful. Thank you for sharing your tips, your point of view, and just what you've been going through.
I'm proud of you. Thank you for letting me on your podcast. And I hope it was helpful. And I love you, and I can't wait to see you.
Love you too, Justin. Thank you. We'll chat soon.
Thanks.
Hey there. One more thing before you go. First, thank you so much for watching and listening. You didn't have to. You could have done literally anything else with your time. So I am so appreciative. Number two, if you liked what you heard or you resonated with anything, please like, comment, subscribe. Do all the things. All the links will be in the show notes so we can continue exploring this wild, weird, wacky, and awesomely wonderful world outside of work. Get the
reps really in my head. I'm trying to pretend to like replace Corbin Bleu on Jumpin' on Disney Channel with Kiki Palmer, but like